joining me this morning. Appreciate him getting up with us this morning. His insight, of course, through the years. My good friend, Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science at the University of Akron. And David, you said it on this show yesterday, keep an eye on Pennsylvania. And initially, Pennsylvania looked very much like Kamala Harris could step in and take that. But in the end, it was Donald Trump that captured Pennsylvania and the White House.
That is true, Ray. Yes, I think we talked about Pennsylvania being the tipping point state and how, you know, the blue wall states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin tend to vote together. And, you know, Pennsylvania being the most crucial of battleground states this year, and whoever that went to, they had a really good shot at sweeping the other two, and that's exactly what happened.
When you look at the flipping, right, David, you look at Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, three huge states that all got flipped in 2024. What do you think the key was there?
Yeah, and not only that, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the key based on exit polls is, you know, I think the economy was what really did it, you know, and that's, you know, one of the basic things that political scientists have been able to look at over the years, and it's a great predictor on who's going to win a presidential election. That's the not just the state of the economy, but the perception of the economy, because the economy right now in this country is excellent. Inflation is now back down to, you know, quote-unquote normal, you know, the GDP, unemployment, all, you know, going in the right direction, and the American economy is really the envy of the, you know, of the world economy. And but it's people's perception, and the exit polls, you know, confirm that people in this country are still mad about inflation, and they are not happy with the direction of the economy, even though, like I said, it's going in a good direction.
With us is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, University of Akron. Let's talk about Donald Trump. His camp, David, really got in and tried to push to get the first-time voters to the polls. And they won the Latino vote and the male black vote. Talk about how they were able to do that. What message resonated with them?
Well, it is, yeah, and their message, I think, was really targeted, especially at males. You know, there's no question about it. In fact, at many of Trump's rallies, they played the song, It's a Man's World. And so, excuse me. We saw a pretty significant gender gap in this election, which is really kind of interesting. You know, there's a lot of talk about women, you know, voting Democratic. Well, men, overwhelmingly voted Republican this year, and the inroads that the Trump campaign has made with the Latino community is very significant. And it's a real trouble sign for Democrats because, you know, Latinos were a group that, unlike black Americans, Latinos were a group that supported Democrats but not quite at the same rate as black Americans. But that really, really slipped in this election. And, you know, there was a lot of hope for Democrats that, you know, a place like Texas, for example, was going to become increasingly purple. And Democrats lost ground in Texas, and a lot of that was due to, you know, the fact that Latino voters weren't voting as reliably Democratic anymore.
Dr. David Cohen with us from the University of Akron and one of our morning show political analysts. If we take a step back, David, if you had to look at the campaign by Kamala Harris and the Democrats, and now obviously that they've lost the race to Donald Trump, is there anything in your mind that maybe they could have done differently or better as the dust starts to settle?
Well, first of all, I think the campaign that the Harris campaign ran, I think was a really good one, especially given the fact that she had really only 90 days to run a campaign, which is extremely short. I mean, Donald Trump has been running for this office since he lost the White House, essentially, in January of 2021. So I think she did very well, considering the compressed time frame, and, you know, she had completely turned around her unpopularity when she first got into the race. I know there's a lot of on the Democratic side a lot of hand wringing, and you know there are even people saying, well, Joe Biden should have never been dumped from the ticket. My belief is, if Joe Biden was the nominee, and he was the one that was running, I think we would have been looking at, potentially, 1980, 1984 kind of landslide by the Republicans. So I think Democrats did what they had to do by replacing Biden on the ticket. But, it turns out, even despite all of the enthusiasm that was there on the Democratic side, there's just as much enthusiasm on the Republican side. And it's possible, when the dust settles, that Trump will not only have won an electoral victory, but also potentially a popular vote victory as well. He's ahead right now. There's a lot of votes to count out west, especially in California, so we don't know. But, it's very possible he wins both the electoral and popular vote.
And, David, as well, the Senate and House also are Republican, so they control the House, and that's huge, as they were in the Senate able to flip 2 seats and in the House 4 seats.
Yes, but there are a ton, there are a ton of House elections that have to be determined. Good. Especially a number of them in California. And it is quite possible that Democrats, at the end of the day, may have a small majority in the House of Representatives. And that's really the only glimmer of hope for all your Democratic listeners, is the possibility that Democrats may, in fact, take the House of Representatives. But, the Senate is gone. Sherrod Brown, who has served the state of Ohio as a senator since 2007, and the state of Ohio in the House since 1993, he was defeated. Question is, what's he going to do? In 2 years, is he going to run again for the U.S. Senate? Because there will be a special election for the U.S. Senate, because J.D. Vance will be sworn in as vice president. There will be a vacancy, and Governor DeWine will appoint somebody, and that will mean that seat will be up in a special election in 2026.
All right, David, great information this morning. Thanks for getting up with us this morning. I know yesterday was a long day with your analysis and insight and everything, so appreciate it, my friend, getting up with us and sharing us your insight. Thank you very much.
All right, take care, Ray.